Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Сердечно вас вітаю у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпаторусинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські співанки. Тож презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatha Rusyn Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on AM 73 and FM 96.5 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming online at WPITradio.com, and archived on our new media page. Go to c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Poloka, bringing you the best in Rusyn music. And today is Sunday, April 26th, 2020. On Friday, the 24th of April, we celebrated two birthdays. The first one is my son, Nick Poloka, who celebrated his 23rd birthday. Happy birthday to you, Nick. The second is of our national awakener, Father Alexander Duchnovich. He was born April 23rd in Topolia, which is in Upper Zemplin County in eastern Slovakia. Duchnovich was born into a family of priests. He was educated in Užhorod, Košice, and the theological seminary in Užhorod. After ordination as a Greek Catholic priest, he was assigned to work in the chancery office in the eparchy of Prešov. Later, he served as a parish priest in the remote Rusyn villages of Chmeljova, today called Komloša, and Beloveja. Father Duchnovich returned to Prešov and was appointed eparchial canon. It was in Prešov that Father Alexander Duchnovich was to become the central figure in the Rusyn national awakening. In 1850, Duchnovich established the first Rusyn Cultural Association, the Prešov Literary Society. They published a series of books, including the first Rusyn literary anthologies, which were issued annually and entitled Pozdravlenie Rusino. The anthology for 1851 included his poem Vruchanie, whose opening lines, I was, am, and will remain a Rusyn, ja Rusyn byl, jesem I budu, were to become the national credo of all Rusyns. We start today's program with ja Rusyn byl, along with Podkarpatskie Rusyny, which means Subcarpathian Rusyns arise from your deep slumber, which is attributed to Duchnovich, although it is not 100% certain that he wrote it. So happy birthday, Nick, and happy 217th birthday, Father Alexander Duchnovich.
Великий мой, роди славный, мируй
Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatha Russian Society, we still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the air. To make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Poloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. Or you can send me some email at this address, dean.poloka@gmail.com. dean.poloka@gmail.com. Going back to our short biography on Father Alexander Duchnovich, responding to the political crisis in the Habsburg Empire and the increase in Magyarization during the late 1850s and early 1860s, Duchnovich attempted to consolidate Russian national forces by creating new cultural organizations. But these met with only limited success, however, because the traditional Russian patriarchal society, whose educated elite, for the most part Greek Catholic clerics, were becoming increasingly favorably inclined toward the Hungarian state and the idea of belonging to a single Hungarian political nation. Soon after his death in 1865, Father Alexander Duchnovich was considered the father and national symbol of the Russian people. After World War I, numerous books and articles were dedicated to Duchnovich. Statues and busts were erected to him during the four decades of communist rule following World War II, where Marxist scholars were allowed to treat Duchnovich as an acceptable progressive national awakener from the past. His career as a Greek Catholic priest went virtually unmentioned, however, as was his open rejection of the Ukrainophile movement. Another birthday we have to commemorate, albeit a little late, is that of the First Lady of Russian Song, none other than Maria Machushkova, who is celebrating her 80th birthday last month on the 30th of March. She was born in Potichka in Zemplin County, not far from Stropko, has been a soloist with the Pulse Ensemble for over 30 years, and in 1985, she was awarded Merited Artist of Czechoslovakia. So for the rest of today's broadcast, we will bring you songs from Maria Machushkova. Happy birthday, Marka. Yeah.
баночки мої, де я вас подію, піду до гаїчка, піду до гаїчка, там я вас посію. Піду до гаїчка, піду до гаїчка, там я вас посію. Зроблю я з вас зроблю, що найкращу грядку, щоб сте зостали, щоб сте зостали людям на пам'ятку, щоб сте зостали, щоб сте зостали людям на пам'ятку. Будуть там дівчата на траву ходити, мої співаночки будуть находити. Мої співаночки будуть находити.
Strong in time. together, you and me. A future for our families. Here together, GCU is better than ever. GCU for life. GCU for life. GCU for life. GCU for life.
Living for your future.
GCU for life, GCU for life, fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com. GCUUSA.com, or give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428, or you can send them some email at this address, info@GCUUSA.com. info@GCUUSA.com. Thank you for joining me today on the Carpatha Russin Society Heritage Program. Happy birthday again to my son, Nick Poloka, and as we commemorate Alexander Dukhnovich's 217th birthday and Maria Machushkova's 80th birthday, I thank you for joining me today and invite you to join me again next Sunday at 2:30 p.m. here on AM 73 and FM 96.5 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming online at WPITradio.com, and archived on our new media site. Go to c-rsmedia.org, c-rsmedia.org, or visit our parent site, the Carpatha Russin Society, at c-rs.org. c-rs.org. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se krasno tyžden. S Bohom.
Ako se buja to malo
I would like to thank everyone who supports this broadcast. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Paloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, Pennsylvania, 15108. Or you can call me at 412-877-9351 or email me, dean.paloka@gmail.com. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 p.m. right here on AM 73 and FM 96.5 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho Rusyn Society Heritage Program. Дорогі русинські брати і сестри, бажаю сердечно вам дякуємо, що сте слухали нашу релацію. Дуфаме, що я вам любив наш несний програм. Pozivamo vas slušati sljedeću nedjelju o 5:30 godini na stanici WPIT na frekvenciju 730 abo 96.5. Trimajte se krasne i s Bogom.